Welcome to the Rekha Stowe Podcast. This is episode number 5. I'm your host, John Champion. This week, I speak with artist, music fan, record collector, and fellow Southeast Raleigh native, David Williams. We talk at a local bar in downtown Raleigh, and we speak on several things. Our discussion includes hip-hop concerts, Triangle Entertainment legends, the changing face of Southeast Raleigh through gentrification, and so much more. Now, you can hear the show on Apple, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and so many other sites and platforms. Also, don't forget to follow the site's Facebook page, Rekha Stowe Podcast, and follow me on Twitter at Rekha Stowe Pod C1. There's lots of additional content on the Facebook and Twitter sites that you can find every day. Also, we'll put all the links to many of these people, places, songs, and more in the episode description, so make sure you check that out. All right, that interview is coming up with David Williams, man of many talents and many names. We'll check with him right after this break. It's the Rekha Stowe Podcast. You're listening to The Champ, hanging out with somebody I really admire, another true music head, the one and only David Williams. Dave, how you doing?
I'm well, John. How about yourself,
bro? Man, I'm just trying to be like you when I grow up,
come
man.
Come on, Dad.
Man, I envy that record collection and your music knowledge, man. You go back. You know, a lot of these songs come from old school beats.
They do.
Enjoying your stuff, your social media, man, because you take it back. You really know what's good.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up, man. I'm the original, the essence.
No doubt.
That's what I love, the roots.
That's what I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Man, so you're from Southeast, like I'm from Southeast.
All day.
Man.
27610.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man, we were talking a little bit ago, man, about hip-hop shows. And people keep coming down on me. They're like, yeah, listen to your podcast. Hip-hop.
Right,
you know,
right.
They so woke, they can't go to sleep.
But I know that's
I said,
right. That's
let me talk to
right
somebody
there.
That's
them zombies.
They zombies. Let me get something for the zombies.
Yeah. Go stimulate them.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to let them know. I do know some cool folk, man. And like I said before, man, a lot of people growing up tried really hard to be cool.
Yeah.
And they just went overboard. And I'll never forget, man, there was a teen club. But it was either called the Deck or Weekends. I think it was the deck at the time.
Probably.
And you stood up in the sunroof of somebody's car, and you was waving like the Pope, man.
Oh, yeah.
People was like, David.
He's crazy.
Man.
So it's back in the day.
No, it's definitely, man. So tell me something, man.
Yeah.
You seen a lot of hip-hop shows.
I have.
Tell me something that stick out in your mind for Raleigh, man, or anywhere you've been.
Well, for me, what actually stick out is I remember seeing Roxanne Shanté at Sports World in Cary.
Wow.
And Shan came. But me, of course, me and my man Mitch, my partner.
Super cool Mitch.
Yeah, super cool Mitch. You know, coolest of the cool. I remember seeing Shanté and her song Roxanne Revenge was big. And Shan shook my hand. He had just dropped Marley Scratch. And I told Mitch, I ain't gonna never wash my hair, bro. Because I was loving Shan back then. That was a great show. I remember that seeing her. She might have been the first female MC I ever saw.
Right.
That was in my age range at the time. You know what I'm saying? And I remember Dorton Arena, Run DMC, Curtis Blow, Rockmaster Scott, and Dynamic 3, and One Way.
Wow.
At Dorton Arena.
Pop, what you got?
Yeah. At Dorton Arena, that was an awesome show right there. That was one of my favorite shows. One of my, I like to say, authentic, big arena at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because the Sports World just a little teeny bop. You know what I'm saying? But, so that was on the bigger scale. I was just like, and Run DMC was super huge,
man,
at that time.
Like, what year you think that was?
I was, just had to be 85.
Okay.
This had to be 85.
Gotcha.
Yeah, 85.
Yeah,
it was 85. The request line was out. So
wow,
you know what I'm saying?
That was 85.
Yeah.
Who did that song, man?
Rob Master Scott and the Dynamic Three.
All right.
Charlie Prince and them cats.
I love it.
Yeah, not Missy Elliott for you youngins.
That's
when you hear
up.
That.
That's it.
Yeah, and then gosh, I mean, I done seen so many other shows. Just of course, the infamous Fat Boy show.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that one.
Oh, that was just crazy. Me and TJ,
uh-huh.
My brother, we thought we were going to die in there.
So many people thought we were going to die in there.
That might have been actually the Fat Boys or the Shante shows, actually the first one or two shows I ever went to.
Right.
Yeah, then I seen Public Enemy.
Uh-huh.
Public Enemy. The Real Roxanne, Eric B. and Rakim, EPMD, they was at the convention center,
right
downtown.
Okay.
Me and DVS put up flyers for that show. The guy jerked us too.
Oh,
we went
wow.
Everywhere. I wish I had one of those big flyers back then. He stayed at the it was the Friendship Inn then.
Wasn't Ronnie Ray, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, wait a second. It was the Friendship Inn, and me and DB was the street team.
Oh,
and we
nice.
Went, hey, look, we went to Walnut Terrace, Halifax, Chavis Heights, posting up the posters everywhere, man.
With a staple gun,
exactly.
I love it.
For the culture.
Wrote all kinds of child safety labor laws.
Yeah, for the culture. Hey, look.
But that's cool.
And he ain't really pay us.
Go figure, right?
Go figure. I know we put up 100.
That's wild.
We hit all South Raleigh. I mean, from Warner Terrace back, every neighborhood, Bragg Street, Martin Street.
It's not like you was driving.
Well, DB was driving.
Okay.
DB was driving, but we got to jump you on there.
Yeah.
Cats looking like, what you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, I would love to have one of them posters.
That was new for Raleigh. If it was, you should do a Google image search and find one.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be dope.
That's it. I know I've got an old one of Lance Leitner and some folks DJing an event for Mr. Freeze.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I got that in the scrapbook at the crib.
That's cool.
That's cool, man. So speaking of records and Mr. Freeze, man, where'd you buy most of your, because you got a nice collection, too.
Well,
man.
It's funny that you say that,
buying
records. I actually, believe it or not, keeping it 1,000, I never really, really went to record stores and bought records.
That's cool.
Put the word out in the hood.
That's cool. I know I acquired mine from older relatives.
Yeah, I mean, I got
what you doing with that OJ?
Well, you know, my mom's had some records. My cousin was into records, Dave in Durham, before I was.
Right.
He still got my mom's and pop's collection. I want them back.
Right.
My Aunt Trisha got some collections, got some records right now I want. But I just put the word out back in the day. People would bring. I would buy them a dollar record when people started transitioning to CDs.
So
I just put the words out. You got any records?
Right.
Cats were showing up with 50 at a time. I'm giving them $50. So, but actual record stores that I did go to was, of course, School Kids is famous.
Uh-huh.
Back when it was on Hillsboro.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah. Record Bar. Now I'm trying to remember. We used to go to the one that was in Longview in that corner,
I
can't remember that. Was it Record Exchange
what
was it called?
It was run by Mr. Croom, and I think his son is a judge now, and I can't remember the name of it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, right in that corner, right
there.
We came to Community Cab Company, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Record something.
And then they had one in the tower. Toby had one in the tower. We used to go there too. But of course, you know, I can't forget the infamous Mr. Freeze.
When
I did buy a few, Mr. Freeze. But I mean, my core collection, man, really, I got off the street. Just putting the word out there. Because I didn't become serious about collecting records. I had a few records. I didn't become serious until about 91. And I've seen my collection just grow like wow.
That's what's up.
Cause you put the word out to the right people, it'd be funny. You tell the crackheads, they know where the vinyl is.
Exactly.
You want records?
They smell vinyl. That's funny.
You giving out a dollar a record? Hey.
I love it.
That's
how I got it.
I love it. That's what's up. I mean, for real,
you know what I'm saying? For real.
Oh, they go in their basements and everything. I know somebody got some records. Some days they might bring five, some days they might have 75.
Hey, man, that's what's up. I ain't mad at you.
For the culture.
We got to do that's it, man.
So that's how that went. And then I got a lot from DVA. I ain't on the front. But DVS gave me a lot of the hip-hop records. I have DVS. I got from DVS because he'll be moving. And he don't want to take it. He already got what he wants. So.
Right.
So I got a lot from him. And I remember his mom, Shed. She was like, you got to come get these records. You don't need to stay here. I know who want them.
That's what's up.
So all my hip-hop basically come from DVS. The newer hip-hop. Yeah. So that's how But you know, I'm really, I just like records that I've never heard.
Oh yeah, just finding something new.
I still find samples to this day. I'll be like, wow.
Right.
And the funny thing how good samples are to me is, I can hear a song like you played that, who was the group the other day? And I said, that's Donald D. Who was that? Led Zeppelin.
Yep. Ramble on by Led Zeppelin.
Never heard the song in my life.
Wow.
When I played it and I heard it immediately, I said, that's Donald D.
Nice.
And it's a lot of songs I know from the hip-hop version, and then I stumble across the original, and it blows my mind still to this day. I'm like...
And that's the whole purpose. Yeah. I mean, putting the podcast together and the Facebook, the Twitter, everything. I just want people to discover stuff maybe they hadn't heard before.
Right.
And I appreciate your support.
No doubt.
For liking stuff, commenting, and asking other people to check it out.
Oh yeah,
for sure, man. Most definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, I like music. All if it moves me, I groove with it. I don't care who made it.
That's what's up. I don't care
who made it.
Man, have you done the artist thing? As far have you tried to get into? I know you do. You say you do art. You like to draw.
Yeah, I'm graffiti artist.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I've always been that.
That's what's up, man.
Early age.
Have you played with music at all?
Oh yeah. I used to rap.
I didn't know.
Hey, look, it's funny. Yeah, that's very funny. You never knew. Yeah, but I went through a bunch of names back then growing up. I was an MC. And I don't call myself a DJ because that's a certain dedication you got to have to be a DJ. I'm just a guy that love music.
Right.
I'm a music lover. They're like, why don't you DJ? I'm like, nah, man. I've seen people. Hey, look. And I could be wrong, but from my observation of a for real DJ, that's all he do. I ain't never met a guy that was a good DJ and played on the basketball team or the football team. He's dedicated. To the music. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
You gotta be, you know what I'm saying? I never have.
Yeah. Because you gotta have your head, your ear to the street. And
you gotta wake up on them turntables in that room,
exactly.
Mastering the craft.
Exactly.
But I used to rap back in the day. I was on MC Def.
Okay.
DVS was DJ Smooth then. So we always been in the crew. And I changed my name to Dave C. I can never find. You know what I'm saying, Dave C.
Right.
And the name DVS actually comes from me and him as a group.
I didn't know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And then I left, and he just kept the name.
Man, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's
up. Hey, look, my number one song back then that was a hood classic was, I had a song called Francine, about Francine Bryant. LLs, I can give you more.
I love it.
Yeah. And she like, you always say that, but like, she never heard it.
Wow.
But everybody heard it in the hood.
Everybody
and liked
heard
it. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, yeah, man. Yeah.
So I actually took the that route of I was an artist first, an MC. You know, I was never a good breakdancer, b-boy. I could pop a little bit, but getting on the ground, I couldn't windmill. You couldn't windmill, you're not really a breaker.
I hear you.
You know
what I lived that life too.
Yeah,
there you go.
Then I got into the music gradually. All of it's from the music, though.
Oh, yeah.
That forms it for me.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up, man. I was going to say, and there's so much. The roots are classic hip hop. There's so much history right here in our area, man.
And definitely.
Guys that I grew up listening to, you know, I'm staying up late at night, you know, with the radio, the boombox,
yeah,
on low volume so I can tape off, yeah, WKNC.
School night.
Exactly, man. Listening Sunday to Wax Master Tory, yeah, rest in peace.
That's right.
Tory.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, all that. And another guy who doesn't get, like I always tell him, the legend of me, Wink Moody.
Oh, yeah, love him.
Wink Moody,
man,
started it.
No doubt.
Wink Moody started him and DJ Meatballs.
Yeah,
I'm listening to them in 82, 83.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Before Tory even came on the scene, man. So
exactly.
People kind of leave Wink Moody out the conversation about hip hop. Because he wasn't he was a personality. He didn't do hip hop. So, you know, Tory did hip hop. I remember me and DV used to,
Wax Master Tory. Exactly.
We used to go to, went to a couple of shows with him in Sound Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Between like Hillsboro, Roxboro back in the day. They're doing open duck season.
Right.
But yeah, Wink Moody definitely.
But
he brought hip hop to your house on the radio for me.
Definitely.
Mr. Freeze, you know what I'm saying? He made the shows for his kids so we can see it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So Freeze, you know, he gets his props. A lot of Wink Moody don't get his props. He's like the Marley Marl of Raleigh.
Oh yeah, and he's still on the radio.
Yeah.
He's still doing his thing.
Yeah.
Weekends on Fox 107, 103.
Yeah.
Much love and respect.
Yeah. Wink Moody, old dude.
I did a
drop for him on WLLE.
Okay. Oh man, that was that was it, man. That's where growing up in Raleigh, that's where I first. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. Well, it was a toss up. I think they both played it. Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
I don't know if I heard it first on WLLE, AM 57. Man, I used to love them jingles too.
Yeah, yeah.
AM 57.
Yeah, yeah.
WLLE. Man, they would have bumped WKIX, the AM pop station.
KIX.
Because there wasn't no FM.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show my age. I don't mind.
It's okay.
They played Rapper's Delight. They played the full version.
Yeah.
You know? And I would burn it. Hey, play that again. I think play it again, son. That's something 8 minutes long.
Yeah,
longer than that. Look,
so that's funny that you say that, because Rapper's Delight was cool and it was the first recorded rap song, but the song that actually got me to want to become a rapper, when I looked at it and it was like, I can do this, was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five song, It's Nasty.
People say it's dirty. People say it's wrong. Now, who did that?
It's a Tom Tom song originally.
Uh-huh.
But Tom Tom, Tom Tom. You know that?
Yeah.
Tom Tom Club.
They're doing,
Genius of Love.
Genius of Love.
Right.
Okay.
But that song, It's Nasty, by Flash and them.
Gotcha.
Chief Keith Cowboy. God Bless the Dead.
Right.
It was the first rap song I learned.
Wow.
Yeah, he like, and he said, I'm Cowboy. I'm the real McCoy. I'm chocolate all over like an almond joy. Bow-legged, cool brother. Yeah, you must agree. On top of the world for the ladies to see. I knew that rap. And I said, I can do that. He made me believe that I could do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Keith Cowboy.
I love it.
Run DMC won't out yet.
I love it. Yeah, that was when
they stamped it that I could do it, but he made me believe I could do it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
For me.
Yeah, that's it.
That was the verse. That was the first rap song that I knew the verse, like, man. Felt it, embodied it. You know what I'm saying?
I dig it. I'm with you. I understand. For me, it had to be Sucker MCs. And the connection to that is funny. You talk about being cool, being accepted, you know, feeling comfortable around your friends, around people. When I rode the bus, middle school, Biltmore Hills, going to Ligon, we had to share a bus with the kids from MLO.
Okay.
And those were the meanest kids in the world. Boy, look, they would make us stand up. So the only way you could get a seat is if they liked you.
Right.
Right? So I'm already a marketing genius at 1982, 83. I said to my dad, man, you got to get me a boombox.
Gotcha.
He said, what? Get me a boombox.
Yeah.
He bought me a boombox. So I get on the bus with a boombox. these guys, man, Cody, I don't remember his last name, and I want to say, man, Greg, these guys were like juniors and seniors when I was in the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
These brothers.
All right, bro.
Okay, be good.
These brothers were like, hey, yo, you with the radio. Back here.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, you can sit with me.
In the back.
You can sit down right here in the back.
Yeah.
With the big boy.
Yeah.
That's it. You got some good music in there? Anybody got a tape? And I stayed up all night taping, you know, off WKNC.
Mm-hmm.
Magic 88.
Yeah, right.
That's it, man. And
yeah,
so Magic. I had the jams and I had Sucker MC.
Sucker MC.
Boy, we dancing all the way at 7 in the morning. That bus rocking all the way down to Urban Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, boy, you can have a good
That's
you
beautiful.
Sit
That's beautiful.
Get on that bus without that radio, you stand your ass up today. How dare you get on this bus without that
music
radio.
Will get you places.
That's it. And it would get you a seat on a long ass bus ride.
Yeah, right. Still will.
No
the
doubt,
right music.
Man, for real. Now, we were talking, man, about Raleigh and.
You want another blood orange?
Twist my arm, yes. Yeah. We're hanging out at the London Bridge Pub.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
live,
it.
Live. Everything's live. That's why we don't dress up.
That's it. That's it, man.
Yeah.
Glad to be talking to Dave, man. We were talking earlier, man.
Mm-hmm.
About the changes we're seeing in Raleigh. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Man, and, you know.
Rapidly,
man. And like I said, I see it in other communities, and now I see it here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're still in the zip code. You're still in 27610.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see, man? What do you see happening around you rapidly?
I'm seeing people sell their houses, man. Sell their parents' and grandparents' houses. For little or nothing. My whole thing is fix them up yourself and get top dollar.
Exactly.
If you're going to sell them, don't sell them for $80,000, $90,000.
You know.
Somebody else buy your property, put $25,000, $30,000 to it, and make them $100,000.
Exactly.
You can do the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, it's just that simple. Mathematics.
Exactly, man. And I was telling you about, you know, my background as far as now that I'm spending a lot of time in Southern Wake County around land that would have been, you know, probably my land by this time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it was. Yeah.
Exactly. Seeing places that my grandparents sold for next to nothing.
Right.
And, you know, so much land it could be a subdivision.
Yeah.
They damn near gave it away.
Gave it away.
You know, and I'm seeing so much wealth, and I'm like, damn, that's generation.
Generation.
You know,
forget, you know, rich wealth.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, and it bothers me. Like I say, I'm looking around here, and I'm seeing all the change, and I'm seeing, you know, Raleigh's always voted best place to live, best place to move to.
Should have known it was coming.
You know, every time an article comes out, they talk about, you know, how much, you know, great jobs, great opportunities. But I just get kind of especially what I've gone through, you know, working for the same company for so long and not being treated the way I would expect to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of feel like, you know, there's changes and all this stuff, but I feel like it's not for us.
Right.
You know, I feel like, you know, I really don't know how to make people understand that, hey, man, land is a good thing to have. Property is a good thing to have. I'll tell you something. I drove.
That's the one thing they're not making no more.
Yeah.
Land.
Exactly.
You can get all the newest cars you want.
Yep.
They ain't making no more land.
Yeah. Really not. They can make a plant-based Whopper.
Yeah.
They ain't making no more damn land.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it blows my mind, man, because I really worry about, you know, just like me and you are sitting here talking about, you know, the legacy, the roots
right.
of, you know, good music and, you know, and while we can't talk about every person, everybody, man, there were so many good people that impacted us and affected us along the way.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, and we could tell our family members, we could tell our kids, but doggone, you look around and the landmarks are just
gone.
Yeah.
Speaking of legacies, it's funny and it's sad, and this is some in-house stuff being that, now, Worthdale, the neighborhood I grew up in, I've been there since 71. Right? I remember growing up and it was some white people stayed there. They all took flight in the 70s. So Worthdale became a thriving black neighborhood. I remember this. And it was a beautiful thing. And you know, by no means do you like the house, buy it. That's all I'm saying, but where's gonna be, when is it gonna be just a, let me see, this is a tricky thing how I'm trying to say this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're doing fine.
I grew up black neighborhood. I don't think that's gonna exist no more in 15, 20 years. I don't think it's gonna be, if it is, it's gonna be an apartment complex and you ain't owning that shit. Excuse me, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're fine.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't owning that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's not gonna be in any black neighborhood anymore, man. In
yeah.
Raleigh.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Right. Bitmore Hills, Kingwood, Worthdale, Pollard Heights, Southgate.
It's like it almost got painted. I'll say this. It's like Southeast has always been painted with like a black with a bad brush. Like, they make it sound like, oh, well, if it's Southeast Raleigh, then you know, ain't nothing good going on over there. You know, they're lucky to make it out alive. I mean, and I can't understand why, you know, it's like there just hasn't been, why don't they have a Walmart? Why don't they have, you know, so many strip malls with, you know, put a department store over there. You know, we're a $1 trillion economy. You know, we spend a whole lot of money on clothes and cars and good stuff. I mean, they could develop, people could develop that area and build great things and build attractions. But, you know.
Mark my words, the Tower Shopping Center will be thriving in 12 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If not sooner.
There's going to be a fitness center up there.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Hamricks was.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, and a CBD store before that.
Once they get rid of them, as they like to say, them crack motels.
Uh-huh.
Cheap motels.
Yeah. That's it.
Coming.
My favorite thing to do is drive through the parking lot of those and see the unsuspecting family from like Kansas or Nebraska who just didn't understand that they just booked a night stay with their wife and kids at a Craigslist motel
and the microtel. Somebody got a couch outside. Anyway, speaking about legacies, this is when people are not connected to what's been there. Now, this is a prime example. Worthdale Center. A lady came in there 7-8 years ago from Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
And threw away our trophies.
What?
Community trophies. Had them in the closet, threw them away.
What?
Because, well, we need a bigger trophy case. Well, you should have got with the community. We could have bought a bigger trophy case.
Yeah.
But you ain't got no ties for it because you don't know nothing about Oscar Miller or, you know, the baseball team. We had the baseball teams up there that had trophies.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a connection.
I had an uncle.
Because you're from Wilmington. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a connection with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
Man, that's ridiculous. That's so sad.
That would never happen in Arthur Park.
Never. 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 Yeah, they got bridges built and named after people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I agree, man. And I don't know what needs to be done to make people, you know, wanna take a greater stand and not just give away. You know.
Yeah.
Don't give it away.
That's my whole thing. Don't give it away. Get top dollar. Stop selling for bottom dollar.
Exactly.
If you already own your house and they want to give you $90,000 for it, go get a loan for $30,000 and get the work done and sell it for $210,000.
Exactly. That's all.
That right?
Oh, no. Okay,
yeah. Oh, it's a fan. I think it came. Oh, I was like, wow, is that Ray?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's my whole thing. It'll be a difference if they was coming through giving you, you know, if you're going to sell, fix your house up and get all the value for it.
Love it.
That's all I want. That's all. If you happen to have to sell or want to sell, not have to, but if you want to sell, get your loan. If you already own your house, get your loan, fix it up yourself and get top dollar.
man, look, I gave a ride to some people that, and I was trying to figure out where they got their money. I gave a ride to some people that live near Holly Springs.
Right.
And I'm not making this up. Serious story. I'm trying my best to find their house. The GPS took me to a Hampton Inn, mm-hmm. right? So I'm in the Hampton Inn, and I'm calling them. Okay, I'm ready to pick you up. I'm here at the entrance. They're like, no, we're in the house that butts up to the Hampton Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And they get in the car, and they are the nicest, sweetest country,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
southern country white folks.
Right.
Very nice. And they just start explaining to me, oh, yeah, we travel all the time. And I see why. I know why. Because you sold your property to Hampton Inn.
Right.
And we just got back from Africa. And they look like, and then God bless them, nothing against them. They look like they had, if you looked at them and listened to them a little while, you'd be like, they ain't never been outside Apex, Holly Springs.
Right.
But they surprised me, and they were real cool.
Yeah.
And as I'm taking them to their next destination. Oh, yeah, we just bought this land right here. We just bought this. Because when you got land, when you got that capital, you can get another loan. You can. Hey, look, I know what it says on my bottom line,
yeah.
but let me show you what I just bought.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you get that real money.
You got that
you get
real.
That real money. You get that real money loan.
Exactly.
We don't care you got that Mercedes Benz outside.
Exactly.
We're going to give you $5,000.
Exactly.
let you borrow $5,000. Exactly. My car worth $18,000.
Exactly. But you got some acres.
Yeah. We just got to make the most of what we got and stop selling ourselves out short.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's it.
That's my whole thing. Because I've seen the neighborhood, man. I mean, and I welcome everybody.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
No doubt. I welcome everybody. I just want my people to stop selling their people's cribs.
Exactly.
For the low.
Because you got nothing, you know.
For the low. And yeah. then you're going to be mad if you sell it for $85,000, $90,000, $100,000, and somebody tell you they put $25,000 in it and sold it for $230,000. You could have did that.
Exactly. Then they make some more investments.
Yeah.
And they still making money. Yeah. Yeah. Off what was
yeah, yeah.
Yours,
they take that same $100,000 they gave you and go get another one.
Yeah,
cause we're the only side of town ever. And I mean, now I'm thinking about it. I've been seeing cash for homes for 15 years.
Those signs been up a long time, man.
I used to be like, oh,
they've been up a long
cash
time.
Cash for homes, handwritten.
Yep,
not even
yep.
professional signs.
I'll buy your house. Yeah. Exactly.
Cash.
Cash.
Yep. I'll bring the suitcase to you.
Yeah.
I still get stuff in the mail every day.
Me too. Yeah.
Trying to get the crib.
Use my truck. Exactly. Exactly. For real.
Yeah, taking pictures, calling and everything. I'm like, wow.
Wow. You know. That's it.
Yeah, wanna flip my property. The whole bottom line is flip your own property.
Yeah.
If you're going to sell.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And stop being the low man on the totem pole.
There's lots of resources, and I'll put some links up
yeah.
for some folks that you can talk to.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's all it is. And, and I work up the street to where I stay at.
Yeah.
So I see everybody, and they come in the neighborhood, and I'll be like, oh, and, I'm observing. I'm always looking because I'll be around.
Right.
Had some customers come in. The other day, and I was like, oh. I said, that tree almost tore your house up, didn't it? They said, you stay in the neighborhood? I said, I am the neighborhood.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's nothing to be
ashamed of. She said, we've been there 13 years. I said, I remember when you moved in.
That's
Let me tell you who house that was. That was Derrick Jackson's house. You know what I'm saying? Mr. and Mrs. Jackson's house. We used to DJ in the bottom of there, the basement right there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
I said, she said, that tree fell this way. I said, yeah, luckily it did.
Exactly. If it had fell the other way,
yeah.
y'all would have been
like, you standing there? I said, yeah. We've been there 30. I said, I remember when you moved in.
Wow, man.
So, you know.
Definitely, man. That's beautiful, man.
I'm seeing that. So, they, you know, I'm going to be here. Man. I just got some new neighbors. They're cool. That's they're from Connecticut. Not right now. They're from Connecticut. And my other neighbors, they're from Maryland.
Okay.
Cool people.
That's cool.
I'm going to have to get over there one Friday, though. I think they live on Fridays.
Oh, my goodness.
Rather knock on the door.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see what's really going down.
You
can find out on the Friday.
Exactly. Everybody let you go on Friday.
You can find out on the Friday now.
I love it.
You can find out who your neighbors are on the weekend.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
man.
I don't care that you plant trees outside. Uh-huh. Got a garden.
We know who you really are.
Friday night gonna let me know when I come in that house.
Exactly.
Like, what you been working for all week?
Like, what's that smell? I hear Bob Marley and Johnny Kemp. Wait a second.
Who knew? Like, who knew? Who knew y'all was over here playing Meek Mills?
I love it.
You never let me know.
I love it. Turn you on to some Meek you hadn't heard yet.
Right.
Exactly. You the dude to do it. That's what's up, man. Look, man, I really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks so much, man. This is the best interview I've done. Except for the one with my girlfriend.
I want to go drawing with your girlfriend. Tell your girlfriend let's go bombing. I got 22 cans of paint now.
Oh man, look, she'll put a hoodie on. She'll be right out there with you. She's very creative.
Hey, look, that microphone is beautiful.
Man,
I love it. I think I was reading the comments. Somebody said she drew you on the mic. So that's awesome.
Man, that's awesome.
I want to put it on the shirt.
Man, go ahead.
I do.
Look, if you want to put it on the shirt, I need some people walking around wearing shirts.
Yeah.
So I'll get with you, man. We'll make it work for you.
Yeah.
And for me, too.
Yeah.
That's
I like it. That record stove.
The record stove. Thank your wife, man. Yeah. Thank your family, man.
No doubt.
Appreciate everybody. Yeah. Everybody's support, man. No doubt. Listen to the Record Stove Podcast.
And that's going to do it for this episode 5 of the Record Stove Podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. Now, you can listen on the web. You don't need an app to hear and share this show with your friends. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, and Radio Public. Follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. And you'll find links to many of the songs that Dave and I discussed and many more things. You'll find them in the show description. So follow those links. Also, I want to take this time to say the show episode is dedicated to the late Miss Evelyn Bowe, who passed away on August 20th. A kind, loving, and great friend to all. Much love and respect to the Bowe family. Thanks for listening to the Record Stove Podcast.